This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental Health and Personal Development channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience. Simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Dr. Dawson Church, PhD, who is an award-winning author whose best-selling book, The Genie in Your Genes, and has been hailed as a breakthrough in the field of epigenetics. He has conducted many studies of energy therapies and applies these breakthroughs to health and athletic performance through EFT Universe, one of the largest alternative medicine sites on the web. Dr. Church, a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Eric, it's good to be here. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. So first of all, for starters, and for the listeners tuning in, what is EFT?
EFT, also known as Emotional Freedom Techniques, and often called tapping, is a very simple form of production that borrows from some regular forms of talk therapy, like cognitive therapy and exposure therapy, but also uses an element from Oriental medicine, which is the stimulation of acupressure points. And what we find is if we stimulate these acupressure points while we're doing these simple techniques from cognitive therapy, that it turbocharges the therapy. And it seems as though engaging the body's energy flows through those acupressure meridians really adds an element to psychotherapy that's not there when you just do the regular talk part. It actually reaches the emotional brain and the reptilian brain. So it reaches these really, really old parts of our brain. It bypasses the thinking brain, and it doesn't rely on just verbal cues. It also turns off the stress response at the level of that reptilian brain and mammalian brain. So what happens is that it downregulates stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. It upregulates immunity. It upregulates the genes that deal with inflammation and other kinds of health issues. So it really is much more effective than just talking about it alone or even just doing acupuncture alone. The combination of the mental health techniques along with the physical stimulation has a really powerful effect on a whole variety of problems ranging from pain to anxiety and depression. So EFT or tapping is now used by over 10 million people worldwide because it is so effective for so many different things.
Well, tell us what conditions can be improved by using EFT.
There is a lot of research, and we use the standards of the American Psychological Association to determine for which conditions EFT is evidence-based. And so using those American Psychological Association or APA standards, we know that EFT is evidence-based for anxiety and depression. And in fact, studies have shown that just a brief EFT session can reduce anxiety and depression by up to 45%. So just a very small number of sessions can make a big impact on anxiety and depression. It's also evidence-based for phobias. So phobias of things like fear of heights, claustrophobia, acrophobia, all of those sorts of phobias are shown to be dramatically reduced or disappear after EFT. EFT is also evidence-based for pain. There's lots of research showing that physical pain, either chronic pain or acute pain, is reduced by EFT. So it works well for mental health issues, it works well for medical issues, and even for problems like psoriasis. There are studies showing that it works with psoriasis, traumatic brain injury, and again, it doesn't eliminate those things totally, but it reduces the stress component of them, and a big piece of our suffering in our physical symptoms is due not to the physical stuff itself, it's due to stress. So EFT takes care of the stress part of those physical conditions. And just for example, with pain, it's shown to reduce what we think of as physical pain by about two-thirds. So a third stays, and that's the real physical pain, but two-thirds of it is largely driven by emotions, by fear, by anxiety, by other kinds of emotional components, as the EFT takes care of those, and that reduces our levels of physical pain as well. Like one guy I worked with had a broken leg, and I didn't even want to work with him. I was in front of a big group, was at a conference, and he wanted me to work with him with EFT, and I thought, how can it possibly help the pain from a broken leg? Because that's just a purely mechanical injury. He'd broken his leg in a car crash 2 weeks before, and I but this guy really wanted to work with me. He was raising his hand, and he was just, he was so insistent, just waving his crutches up and down. Actually, he wanted to work with me. So I thought, okay, well, I don't think EFT is going to work because it's a purely physical problem here, but I'll go ahead and tap with him. So I did the tapping with this guy, and it turned out that his physical pain, which had been at an 8 out of 10 before we began working together, went down to a 2 out of 10. And it turned out that a lot of what he was experiencing was emotions. He was angry at the other driver because he broke his leg in this car crash, and he was mad at the other driver. He was mad at his wife because he was driving his wife to an event he didn't want to go to. He'd been made to go there by, persuaded by his wife. So he was mad at his wife, he was mad at the other driver, mad at the doctor, mad at the hospital, mad at the insurance company. We tapped on all of those issues, and his physical pain went from 8 out of 10 to 2 out of 10. So that's an example of how we think of as physical symptoms are often strongly influenced by stressful emotions. And if you do EFT for those, then that stress component of the problem goes away, and it may actually be often more than half of the whole problem.
Here's another question for you. Can one do EFT on their own, or do they need a practitioner?
It helps to get a practitioner in the early stages. We teach over 100 live workshops all over the U.S. every year, so we have lots of people doing live trainings. We feel it's important to be in a live workshop and learn EFT. But once you've learned EFT, you can do it yourself. And in fact, I'll give you a web address at the end of the interview, but we make the basic mini-manual available free of charge as a download. And you can just go on that website, download the mini-manual, and at the end of the mini-manual, there's EFT on a page. And it's so simple. There are only 12 acupuncture points that we stimulate, and these are the end points of the acupuncture meridians. So stimulate those 12 acupressure points, and just learning to do that is super quick to do. So it doesn't take long to learn. The more elaborate forms of it can take longer. For example, if someone has chronic depression, chronic pain, if someone's dealing with a serious disease, then we do recommend you get a practitioner and really do the deep work required to work on that. But for most minor things, you know, minor pains, anxiety, depression, mental health issues, doing it yourself can have a real impact on the problem.
Today we are with Dr. Dawson Church, PhD, who is an award-winning author whose best-selling book, The Genie in Your Genes, has been hailed as a breakthrough in the field of epigenetics. Here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Church, how long does EFT take to work?
Pretty fast. We did one study. It was a randomized controlled study, triple-blind study. It was published in the oldest peer-reviewed psychiatry journal in the U.S., so published in a very prestigious journal, triple-blind, randomized controlled study, and we had three groups. One group got talk therapy, one group got rest, and one group got an EFT session. So they got either just one session of EFT or one session of talk therapy, lasted an hour. And we found that the group that got EFT had more than twice the reduction in their levels of anxiety and depression as the talk therapy group. So just a single one-hour session produced a dramatic drop in their psychological symptoms, but it also showed a large drop in their main stress hormone, cortisol. So just an hour of EFT produced a 24% reduction in cortisol, which is a very, very, very large drop in cortisol. In fact, the lab doing the testing, I kept calling them, asking them for the results of the first batch of people through the study, and they kept saying, oh, you know, just wait, we'll have it for you by Wednesday. Then Wednesday, they said, we'll have it for you by Friday. Then we'll have it for you by Monday. And they weren't giving me these results of these cortisol tests. And eventually I called the lab director and I said, look, I've got to have those results. And the lab director said, we've been recalibrating our equipment and rerunning the tests because what we're seeing here is medically impossible. Cortisol does not drop that fast. So we were just baffling the lab by the speed at which we were producing not only big reductions in mental health problems like anxiety and depression, but in just that one-hour session of EFT, people were seeing a highly significant drop in stress hormones, the biological effects. And so that's how we know that genes are being affected, because those genes that code for cortisol were being down-regulated. In effect, the genes that we call upon to build our stress hormones were being signaled to turn off by the EFT.
Lastly, tell us about your scientific research with EFT.
We've now done over 20 randomized controlled trials, and we now had over 50 papers published in peer-reviewed medical and scientific journals. The reason this is so important is that there are over 5,000 stories on the web of people saying, EFT helped me with my child's ADD, EFT helped me improve my golf swing or helped me with my performance anxiety, EFT, I was in pain, I was having cancer treatment, and EFT took away the pain. So there were all these stories on the web. But more than stories, more than anecdotes, you need hard research. And so we're doing hard research. We're doing biological research using things like EEGs and stress hormones. And now we're also doing some work on gene expression, so which genes are turned on and off by EFT. But there are lots and lots of studies of these mental health problems like anxiety and depression, and it shows that when you do the research, that there are much larger drops in those symptoms with EFT than there are with conventional therapies. So EFT is one of a whole new advanced group of body-based therapies that just use the mind to help people make long-term permanent changes. They use the body, and that's really, really crucial. Unless psychological change, psychological improvement, unless being less stressed, being more happy, unless it sinks into the level of your cells, your biology, it's really superficial. So you can want to change, you can intend to change, you can use the law of attraction, you can have strong belief, you can pray. All of those things are good, but until those shifts are present at the level of your cells, at the level of your biology, at the level of the fundamental building blocks of what makes up your physical anatomy and physiology, then they have only a superficial effect. But when you do body-based therapies like EFT, there are other therapies like EFT as well, not just EFT is doing this, but when you use a therapy like EFT, it goes down to that level of the body. And that's where the fundamental change happens. When you feel it in your body, you feel different, then you know a real effect has occurred. So there's a lot of research now that shows that beyond the psychology of it, that it's having an effect in the body. And I expect more and more research to happen in the next while. I'd love to see some research with these therapies, for example, using MRI machines. And that research is really expensive, so we haven't been able to afford to do that yet. But things like SPECT scans and MRIs are going to show us what's happening at that level as well as the psychological and the hormonal levels. So, yeah, research is really important. And we also keep an updated research bibliography because there's new research being published all the time. And we're discovering more and more about how EFT works by means of this research. So that's why I say it's an evidence-based therapy. It's not, when you try EFT, it's not just something that feels good or a good idea. It has a really solid scientific underpinning to it, and you can see that in our research list of research studies that have been published.
Well, how about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about EFT and also how they can be in potential contact with you as well and to pick up your book?
Sure. The book is called The Genie in Your Genes. And I also wrote the third edition of the EFT Manual. I highly recommend both those books. The EFT Manual gives you a lot of depth and detail about how to do EFT. And The Genie in Your Genes is all about the epigenetics, about how these kinds of techniques, and again, there's a large group of them, this belief. But if you believe something strongly, that can affect your genes. If you have intentions, that can affect your genes. If you pray, that can affect your genes. There are all kinds of energy therapies as well, energy medicine, energy psychology, which affect you down to that level. And so that research is all outlined in my book, The Genie in Your Genes. But in the EFT Manual, that's where I go into real depth about how to use EFT for serious diseases, how to use it for sports performance, how to use it with kids, how to use it in relationships, and so on. So those two books are well worth checking out. And then to take a look at our work, you would go to the website DawsonGift.com. So this is just my name, Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N, Dawson. gift.com, and there you can download a free copy of the EFT mini manual, which gives you the basic instructions for how to do EFT and also a little handy reminder with EFT on a single page so you can recall where the tapping points are. And our goal is to have you tapping really quickly, because the proof of the pudding is in the eating. And so we are just going to talk about this. We'd like you to actually try EFT one time. pick something about which you're anxious. If you have an exam coming up, if you have an uncomfortable meeting happening with a colleague, if you have a dispute with a parent or a child or a spouse, if you have any kind of stressful situation in your life, don't believe me. Don't take my word for it. Try it. Try it for yourself one time. Usually, because this is a body-based therapy, if you just download that EFT mini manual from DawsonGift.com, think about the problem, think about the stress situation, and do EFT just one time, you'll feel it in your body, and you'll know how EFT works at this experiential level. So I'd encourage you to go to that website, DawsonGift.com, download the free mini manual, try it, and you'll see a really rapid and measurable shift in your level of stress. We actually encourage you to measure your stress level before and after, just the way I did with that guy with a broken leg with his pain level, and it went from 8 out of 10 to a 2 out of 10. So we encourage you to measure, how stressed am I when I think about that fight with my spouse? Am I an 8 out of 10 or a 9 out of 10 or a 5 out of 10? Do that EFT tapping routine one time, and then measure your stress level again. The chances are it'll have dropped quite a bit, maybe even go to zero. So that's the way to do it. Go to that website, Dawson Gift. Think of an issue you've got. Measure how triggered, how stressed you are. Do the EFT. Measure it again. And it'll be pretty obvious to you that something's going on here, and you can then take it further.
Well, Dr. Church, we thank you for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, it's been a pleasure, and thanks again for giving me the opportunity.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Dawson Church, PhD, an award-winning author whose best-selling book, The Genie in Your Genes, has been hailed as a breakthrough in the field of epigenetics. And the website of reference, once again, is DawsonGift.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental Health and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.